It, of course, is baseball season, and I'm going to have something to share today about baseball.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to talk a little bit about people, all the great people in North Dakota and life up there.
Okay. Well, we want to remind everybody it's the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering and Old West Days coming up in just a few days here in Valentine. It starts the evening of April 25th. All the great poets are coming back, 56 different entertainers, and a full trade show at Valentine High School. That's coming up. Friday and Saturday is the main run of that Old West Days, and you can find out all the details by going to oldwestdays.net.
And of course, you can discover the pulse of agriculture when talking about business, from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online at tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
Welcome to Valentine, Nebraska, from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Cherry County has a lot to offer. The Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, 300-plus rooms, numerous Airbnbs, and hundreds of camping spots. Don't forget the river races coming up June 1st. Fun and prizes and just a lot of entertainment there as well. And, of course, the Niobrara River has just been voted as a quiet trail by the Quiet Trails International. Check it all out online. Visit valentine.com, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. As we take a look at baseball season coming up, this was written by Greg Hall. Baseball is grass, chalk, and dirt displayed the same, yet differently, in every park that has ever heard the words, play ball. Baseball is a passion that bonds and divides all those who know it. Baseball is a pair of hands stained with newsprint, a set of eyes squinting to read the box score, a brow creased in an attempt to recreate a three-hour game. From an inch-square block of type, baseball is the hat I wear to mow the lawn. Baseball is a simple game of catch and the never-ending search for the perfect knuckleball. Baseball is Willie versus Mickey, Gibson versus Koufax. Baseball links Kansan and Missourian, American and Japanese, but most of all, father and son. Baseball is the scent of spring, the unmistakable sound of a double down the line, and the face of a 10-year-old emerging from a pile of bodies with a worthless yet priceless foul ball. Baseball is a language of very simple words that tell unbelievably magic tales. Baseball is three brothers in the same uniform on the same team for one brief summer, captured forever in a black and white photo on a table by the couch. Baseball is a glove on a shelf, oiled and tightly wrapped, slumbering through the stark winter months. Baseball is a breast pocket bulging with a transistor radio. Baseball is the reason there are transistor radios. Baseball is a voice in a box describing men you've never met, in a place you've never been, doing things you'll never have the chance to do. Baseball is a dream that you never really give up on. Baseball is precious. Baseball is timeless. Baseball is forever. And that is just called Baseball Is by Greg Hall.
I like that.
Yeah, kind of nice for the summer months here.
That's right, because that's where we're at. Okay, you know you're in North Dakota when. I just love these. I think everybody's going to enjoy them. Every other vehicle is a 4x4.
Yep.
The wind is faster than your truck.
It could be.
Yep. When the sun goes down, you start looking for your coat.
Oh, yeah, it does get chilled off, doesn't
yep,
it?
Yep, that's right. In April, your vehicle is 43% mud.
Okay.
Isn't that funny? And this, of course, can apply for not just North Dakota, for a lot of these, but we're giving all the credit to North Dakota today. You leave the keys in your car, and the next morning, the car is still there.
Correct.
That's right. You've broken down on the highway, and somebody actually stops to help you.
Sometimes more than one person stops.
That's right. Hey, you can pay for 6 Big Macs with a personal check.
They don't have counter checks anymore, I know.
No, we just had that talk, didn't we? You can see the stars at night. That's
yep.
amazing. People drive 200 miles just to shop in a real mall. Your great-grandmother is younger than the courthouse. You get a set of snow tires for Valentine's Day.
Oh, lucky woman.
Oh, I know it. You know you're in North Dakota when the meat in your freezer is mostly deer.
Well, there's a lot of venison out there.
There is. The bumper jack in your pickup will lift a house.
That, you got to have a big one.
I thought that was good. A girls' basketball game fills the gym.
Yep, that's what happens.
And that's what happens in North Dakota, spreading out to some of us as well. And you've been listening